95.7 The Hog,
The Morning Hog Show.
I'm Riggs.
That's Steve.
That's Josh, S.R. Pratt. Time for a Morning Hog Brew Review.
Yeah, buddy.
All right. Hey, welcome back, buddy.
What's up?
You know, I don't know how your 4th of July went. By the way, all 10 digits still intact. Another successful one.
Oh, you too?
Right. Josh texted us earlier. He was like, I got some fireworks in cans today.
Look at you.
I don't even know what you brought us, bro, but I love it.
I bought some cool stuff.
It's still July. Let's celebrate like it's our independence.
I have our friends over here at Persimmon Hollow.
Oh.
Out of Deland.
Ooh. Local pals.
Local pals.
Yeah.
I think everyone in Volusia and Flagler County knows who these guys are.
Right.
They have multiple breweries. I think they're up to 5 now, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
Yeah?
But, jeez. Yeah, they got 2 in Deland now. They just opened another one in Deland, so definitely go check that out. That's okay. Where their production facility is going to be.
Okay. Spread their wings.
Exactly. But they have an outdoor area that's really cool. Whatnot. So today I have a new product from them, kind of. Product's been around for a little bit, out in draft for about a year or two. They finally started canning it, so you're going to be able to find it wherever.
Ooh.
Personally, this is my favorite beer that they do. I love Beach Hippy. Daytona Blonde's great as well.
Right.
But this is my favorite that they do. So this is Southbound Hiker.
Okay.
Southbound Hiker.
Okay.
It is a New England style IPA, so kind of that juicy IPA.
Hazy.
I've not had this beer, Josh.
Good.
It sounds like it's made for me, though.
I think you're going to like it.
What you're saying.
I haven't even heard of this.
The can even sounded good, to be honest with you.
Oh.
Okay.
Persimmon Hollow's branding is always fantastic, on point. Oh. You know, the can looks great, as always.
New England. The New England aroma coming right out.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's got a little sass on the back end.
I was going to say, yeah. What's happening there? Tail is, woo!
So I figured you guys would like this one a lot. You know, you're getting that juicy, a lot of citrus flavors due to the hops and stuff like that, but then you still get some nice hop bitterness on the back.
Yes. Yeah.
And very well-balanced beer.
You know, I don't know what happened in New England, whether it was the founding at Plymouth Rock or whether it was the Tom Brady era, or I don't even know what else happens in New England. I don't know what they do. You know, the Boston Tea Party, is that in New England?
That was up there.
Yeah.
It's somewhere. Yeah, I'd imagine.
Whatever it is, I'm glad that it ended up here.
Right,
in
exactly.
This cup.
Yeah, this New England style.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah. That's down here in Persimmon Hollow, they've captured part of the Northeast right there.
That's so good.
That's very, very good. So that's been on tap, and now you can get it in cans.
Exactly.
Where can I find those cans, Josh?
You're going to probably see these just about everywhere out in local independents, definitely. Yeah. Slowly in the ABCs, definitely Total Wine. Or you can always check out our website.
srparrott.com/beer finder.
Chug that one. That's it. Boom.
srparrott.
I got you.
What he said. Covered you.
Sorry.
Fair and square.
Really enjoying that IPA.
I know.
All right. We have one more can before we take a break.
Mm.
I recognize, I think, part of it, but...
Kinda.
Me too.
Right? I don't think I've had it, though.
Very familiar. You've seen a can that looks very similar to this before.
Right.
Almost identical.
Hold on. Colors are just flopped.
Exactly.
Uh-oh.
Boom.
So our friends over there at Terrapin, Athens, Georgia, right?
Right.
One of my favorite beers from them is Luau Crunkles.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great beer.
And, like you said, great beer. It has it's an IPA that has passion fruit, orange, guava, IPA.
New England, right?
Nope.
No, tropical, baby.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Get on the
They
island.
Call them Pog IPA.
Yeah.
Passion fruit, orange, guava.
Oh,
Steve.
Yeah.
Usually a blue can.
Okay.
Steve missed the boat up there in New England.
Well, someone over there at Terrapin was like, you know what? What if we pumped this up a little bit and made it an Imperial IPA?
Oh.
So it's Imperial Luau.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay. Oh, man.
9%.
You know,
Spike and those psychopaths.
The whole Pog thing. That's a revelation to me right now.
Yeah. I just explained what it meant.
Well, I mean, I've seen a beer before like that, but I didn't know that was a style of IPA.
Yeah. Yep.
I did not
Very
know.
Very specific.
Right.
Okay.
This is a limited release. So there's not a ton of it out there. Mm. If you see it in package, absolutely grab it. We didn't get a lot of package. And we have a draft as well.
Right.
Again, check out the website. Easiest way to find it.
Oh, my Lord.
He's talking about srprod.com/beerfinder. Oh, my gosh.
That is so good.
What is the ABV again?
So this is 9%.
Oh. Ooh. Oh, look at that. 1, 2, 3. You can count the rest of them. That's really good.
Mm. Yeah, the rest of today is everything's 9% above.
Mm. Oh, well, then we should definitely take a break, and then Steve and I will go clock out so we can finish the show and then just take a quick nap. By the way, Pog, not pretty old girl. stands for the fruits in there. You can see them. I mean, you can see them floating around. Stick around. More Morning Hog Brew Review coming up. Josh, S.R. Perot, 95.7 The Hog.